Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Narito po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon po muli. Ngayon, napakaganda ng araw. Siyempre pa po, kalahati na ng Mayo ang nakaraan. Today is already the 16th of May. And obviously, The Filipinos in their basketball tournament have already started in May, and they've been playing every weekend in different places. There will be 3 months of games, and obviously the championship will be towards the end of August, maybe even first week of September. Meanwhile, we have guests today, but we will give them to you later. They are fixing themselves. and we are preparing us ourselves. Hi, Joe, kumusta ka?
Good, thank you, Tita. We're happy to be live on air because for our Facebook, we are not yet live. I think we should post for some news first.
Yes, yes. We will give them a beautiful song.
Ay nako, hindi ko alam, nakilaela pa naman yung CD. E paano kung bigla ganyan tawagin?
Matapos na di makapag-umpisa.
Magandang hapon pong muli, mga kababayan. Nagkakaproblema lang po ng kaunti dito sa studio, but kaunting sandali lamang po at makapakinggan ninyo ang aming mga espesyal na mga bisita ngayong hapong ito. Ang dami pong pogi dito. Natalo kaming tatatlong dilag na nandito ngayon. But marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyo. Huwag niyo po kaming iiwanan. Samahan niyo po kayo hanggang alas 5:20. Samahan niyo po kami. Meantime, narito po meron tayong local news. Nurses strike. Tens of thousands to walk off the job for 8 hours. Tens of thousands of nurses from across the country are to set to walk off the job for 8 hours next month. Absolutely furious at the government's 3-year pay rise increase. The New Zealand Nurses Organization NZNO Union have confirmed 30,000 District Health Board nurses voted to strike on June 9. Those on the Managed Isolation and Quarantine or MIQ would not strike, but those working as a part of the vaccination rollout would. The union says DHBs have been given ample notice to make alternative arrangements for the 8-hour period. David Watt, lead advocate and NZNO industrial advisor, said they did not strike on a whim and cared deeply for their patients, but the time has come for a clear statement to be made. If nurses are not valued and appreciated, they will leave nursing or move overseas, and a few young people will be joining the profession to replace them. He said union members were angry and frustrated at the first DHB offer received last month, which would have seen most members get a 1.38% increase, just under the rate of inflation. This is despite the incredible sacrifices they made in 2020 to keep the country safe from COVID-19. Negotiations between the union and DHBs have been underway since June last year. Waite said members were absolutely furious at the government's wage restraint announcement that would effectively freeze their wages for 3 years, as most have already progressed to the last step of their pay scale. Mediation between the union and DHBs was still scheduled for May 18 to 19, and Waite said there's still hope of finding a solution to avoid strike. Yan po ang ating local news. Hopefully, masunod po ang kanilang pinaplano.
Yeah, meantime, that's true.
Iyan?
We have another local news regarding our vaccine.
Right, yes. How many Kiwis have been vaccinated? This is from New Zealand Herald. The government has started its national COVID-19 vaccine rollout, aiming to administer 1.1 million doses by mid-2021. This chart tracked the rollout's progress in comparing New Zealand with international efforts. Vaccinations are not even distributed across health boards. The greatest number of vaccinations are in health boards that cover Auckland, Waikato, and the Greater Wellington area. These districts are where the highest numbers of border and MIQ workers live. As the rollout's focus shifts to high-risk frontline workers, we should expect to see more vaccinations in other parts of the country. Since February, 268,787 first doses and 120,090 second doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Vaccinations ramped up during the second half of March as some people started receiving the second dose. Over 170,000 women have received a first dose of the vaccine compared with 97,911 males. Females also lead males in the number of second doses received. Asian people have the highest rate of vaccinations and Maori have the lowest uptake to date. Thank you.
Let us now hear the information about COVID-19 on audio.
Mabuhay! Ako po si Jaida Guzman at isa po akong registered nurse dito sa County's Manukau District Health Board. Narito po ako ngayon upang ipaliwanag ang iilan at mahahalagang impormasyon tungkol sa bakunang COVID-19 gawa ng Pfizer. Ang bakuna po na ito ay ganap na ligtas. Naabot po ng bakunang ito ang pinakamataas na batayan ng kaligtasan o safety standard mula sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo at maging dito sa New Zealand. Ang bakunang ito po ay halal certified rin. Nagbibigay po ito ng mataas na level ng proteksyon laban sa COVID-19 at ibinababa nito ang tsansang magkaroon ng mas malubhang epekto sa kalusugan na maaring maitulot ng COVID-19 ng 95% o 95%. Upang magkaroon po ng kompletong proteksyon, kinakailang mabakunahan ng 2 beses na may 3 linggong pagitan. Ang bakuna po ay libre. Wala kang kailangang bayaran. Ang gobyerno ng New Zealand ay nakabili ng sapat na bilang ng bakuna para sa lahat ng naririto sa buong bansa. Hindi lang po ito para sa mga New Zealand citizen o residente. Maging anuman po ang iyong visa status, ikaw ay maaaring mabakunahan. Ang mga unang mababakunahan ay ang mga kabilang sa higher risk population. Sila po ang mga tulad naming nurse, mga border workers, healthcare workers, na mas malaki ang chance ang makuha ang COVID-19 virus dahil sa lugar at kalikasan ng trabaho. Kasama rin po sa prioridad ay ang mga nakatatanda edad 65 pataas, mga nagdadalang tao, at mga taong mayroong kondisyong medikal, kabilang po dito ang diabetes, sakit sa baga, puso, atay o bato, alta presyon at cancer. Sila po ang masigit na nangangailangan dahil sa mas malaking epekto sa kalusugan kung magkaroon man ng COVID-19. Ang mas nakararami ay sisimulang mabakunahan simula Hunyo ng taong ito. Hindi mo kinakailangang mag-sign up para rito. Ikaw ay iimbitahan sa takdang oras. Ang imbitasyon po sa schedule ng iyong bakuna ay ibibigay mula sa impormasyong aming natanggap galing sa iyong doktor o GP. Kung nais po ninyong maragtagan ang inyong kaalaman ukol sa bakuna, maaari po ninyong bisitahin ang Unite Against COVID-19 website o kausapin ang inyong doktor o GP dito sa New Zealand. Tandaan po natin na ang pagkakaroon ng bakuna ay isang mabisang paraan upang protektahan ang ating sarili, ang ating pamilya at ang ating komunidad. Kaya halina't pakiisa at ituloy natin ang laban kontra COVID-19. Maraming salamat po, kabayan.
And what you would have heard is the Tagalog version for COVID-19 information that's updated. Most of these ones would have understood a bit, but not all. Most of you are English speaking already at home, eh?
Yeah.
But you still can understand Tagalog.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we have a quote. Ato and is Marco Kalawag here? Yeah, great. And of course, we have Miharo, we have Gabby, we have Carlo, and we have
Mikaro.
Oh, you are Mikaro. Great. By the looks of it, you are all tall, except me. Yeah. Okay. What is MAVS, M-A-V-S, standing for, and how did it start?
Nate says volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, MAVS has 4 teams, and each letter represents one of them. So the first one's Mustangs, and then the second one is alligators, the third one's vultures, and then the last one's sharks.
Wow. So the first one is
Mustangs.
Mustangs.
Yeah.
And then alligators.
Yep.
V is
vultures.
And S is
sharks.
Sharks. Oh, God. They have to be really afraid. You are the best. Yes. Now, Atu, why choose MAV's team to coach?
It's it was a pretty simple decision, really, because mainly that it wasn't by choice. It was pretty much open to parents who would love to help support the team. So I guess I put my hand up to firstly be an adult or parent supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I guess it kind of went into the role of coaching, but more of a support team member rather than coaching. Yep.
Good on you, though. So you're playing two roles, both as a father of a team. What, only one team member, or
I've got two sons.
Oh, two sons. Great.
Mavs, yes.
Yeah. And now you are coaching.
Yes.
Great. Really great. Yeah. Now who else? Oh, so therefore, are these people? You are coaching them?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So obviously we have Carlo. What is your position again, Carlo, in the team, and why basketball?
So in basketball, I play point guard, but sometimes I also play shooting guard. And my role in the team is to basically bring down the ball and see me in the corner, and I probably shoot it.
Great. I think I have seen you a couple of times shooting from the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we have Mikara. What's your position in the team, and what does basketball mean for you?
I don't really have a position. I could probably play any, but I probably like to play the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I could take the ball, take
mm-hmm.
the lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can play all places.
Yeah, I can. Fine.
Good on you. Obviously, the younger ones would look up to you, so they can do that as well when their time comes, eh?
Yeah.
Now we have Gabby.
Hello. Here.
Oh, yeah, Gabby. What's your position in the team?
I play center.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I do is rebound, defend the rim, and, you know, just got my team's back, basically.
Great. So you are basically under the...
Yeah, under the hoop.
Under the hoop. Yeah. And if any one of them shoot and it didn't, you immediately jump and put it in, eh?
Yeah, basically.
Oh. Fantastic. So how long have you been playing basketball?
Probably most of my life, like 9-ish, 10-ish
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes. I think the only male in our Samutsari group is a little bit jealous because he is not playing basketball. Meantime po, we will let you hear a song bago natin ipagpatuloy ang interview ng mga magagaling na basketbolerong Pilipino. Here is a song. I think I'm sure you would like it.
Nice card.
Good job.
Wait, tell them right now.
Ay nako, hindi ko alam na kila Ella pa naman yung CD. E paano kung bigla kong tawagin? Basta bahala na.
From Section 7, the PHB cheering squad.
Who may I am? Who may I am?